The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Weekend as we slide toward the month of April. One more week and we're there. Okay, healthcare, the big story of the day. We're going to talk about that a little bit with Dean Henderson, who is up first tonight. There are a number of different headlines which seemingly are very odd in their own mix. Fox, let Obamacare explode, says Donald Trump. Trump blames Democrats as GOP fails to get the necessary votes to plug in their alternative to Obamacare. Meanwhile, Rat Ryan, there's duplicity going on here. I don't think you're surprised by this at all. Anything Paul Ryan supports is essentially globalist. And now I don't know where you stand on globalism, where you care to stand on it, but this issue of replacing Obamacare has been, since 2014 or no, before that. The GOP has been talking about replacing it for a long, long time. The bill that was supposed to replace it before the GOP pulled the actual vote off the calendar was a piece of legislation that actually contained gun control. I think I told you this last night. Gun Owners of America warned that House Speaker Paul Ryan's Obamacare 2.0 still contained measures. Now, Donald Trump should have been on this, that will allow or would have allowed doctors, insurance companies, and the ATF to use medical records, yours, to further gain gun control leverage in this country. In other words, if you had been taking medication for things that they don't particularly like, that could disqualify you from owning a gun or getting a concealed weapons permit. Concealed carry is something that we should all have. If you complain of stress or anxiety or depression to your doctor, that could easily keep you under that particular measure in the Obamacare replacement legislation from becoming a happy, constitutionally guaranteed gun owner. So there's that side of it. Trump, what is he going to do now? I don't know. He indicated he was going to move on to other things and just let the whole thing explode. In the meantime, one pundit is saying that Barry Obama is the big winner. He wins. It shows that government has to be involved somehow with your health care. Well, the only way I'd like to see government involved with your health care is universal health care for all of you, all of us. We should be a birthright. We've got the money. All we have to do is stop frittering it away on wars overseas and the changing administrations, and it's just crazy the way we spend money. Dean Henderson is standing by. Dean, how do you read all this? How are you?
Good, Jeff. It's kind of what I've been predicting, that it's not going to be the Democrats that'll sink the Trump agenda. It'll be the Republicans. And that's what it looks like to me, even though Trump himself, blamed the Democrats. I mean, they just, they didn't get the votes of the Freedom Caucus for this thing.
Right.
And, right. It's just kind of, you're absolutely right. We need universal health care, and nobody's got it on the table. And that's the shame of it. These guys are all paid off by big insurance, big pharma, whether it's Ryan or whether it's the Democrats supporting Obama.
They're all paid off. You're totally right. It's sickening.
All paid off.
Sickening.
Yeah. But it does say, I think, something about what is coming, and I really always thought this is what was going to happen. Trump's just not an ideologue. He's kind of a centrist Republican. And, they're not going to go for this. They're probably not going to go for the $1 trillion stimulus that he's talking about, because... that costs money.
Oh, listen, I'm right on the same page with you, Dean. He's going to get stonewalled more often than not, if not the majority of the time. And he's going to become so frustrated, guess what might happen? He might resign. That's what the Democrats are hoping for. They're going to make his life so miserable that he will be able to get nothing done. And he'll say, to hell with this, I'm out of here. It's a crooked, corrupt, fixed governmental system. It does not allow for the input of the people. He'll be able to spin it a number of different ways in a positive light for him. And then they'll have President Pence, which is what the machine wants.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just a joke. I mean, the most interesting news to me that came out was this whole wiretapping. And of course, the Democrats and the news media said, this is crazy. And the most interesting thing was when Fox News reported and then quickly retracted that it was the GCHQ, the British intelligence, that had wired up Trump Towers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm absolutely sure they did, because the whole thing is just about dividing people. I've never seen this country more divided. Trump might very well be independent, outside the whole system, whatever. Doesn't know anything about it, but he was the perfect candidate for what they wanted to accomplish. Him and Hillary Clinton were the perfect candidates for what they wanted to accomplish, and what they wanted to accomplish was division. So, of course, the city of London's going to wiretap Trump. I'm sure they had Clinton wiretapped, too.
Oh, everybody's tapped. Good God.
Tapped. They don't need a FISA warrant. They just do it illegally. Thugs. So, the whole thing is they wanted Trump because he's a lightning rod. He's, he is rude. And he provokes a reaction from everybody.
Right.
Understandably. But he just serves their purposes of dividing. Just divide, divide, divide. And so, hate Muslims and hate blacks and men versus women, and just divide.
There's not going to be any healing either, as you well know.
There's not going to be healing like this, because both sides are just, being so just bellicose, ignorant. And you just want to stay away from this whole thing. I've said that before, but you just want to stay away from this whole thing. It's toxic. And go grow some food and go get your own life together, because this is really all. And another thing that, I've been thinking about a lot, he's like, what got Trump elected? I mean, he's got a, 35-40% approval rating. Congress has got a 20% approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
Election was 5 months ago or 4 months, whatever. Why did you vote for these people? I mean, now you don't like them? I mean, but it's just Americans are stupid. Okay, bottom line, Americans are ignorant.
Let me say one thing to underscore what you're saying and back it up. You're totally right. And I'm not knocking, the people listening to this program are not stupid. They're very, very well informed. This is a special group. But the average American, when they go to the polls and send back 96% of the same crooks, criminals, and thugs that have been there for the 2 or 6 years before, they're idiots.
They're idiots.
How dumb does it get?
And that's what you get. And then the other thing on top of that is this new era that we're in of, everyone's just wired in to technology, wired into social media. How'd Trump get elected? He's Twitter. He's Twitter. We got a Twitter president. You know, this is big stuff here. This is like, you know, now a person can just do three or four words, and if it's, you know, if he's good at it, if he's a good con man, he can be president. And that's scary, too, because that's how powerful this technology has become.
He walked around. Yeah, he walked around the back door and came in with a whole new thing and leveraged it brilliantly when you think about it.
Yeah,
the media had to cover it.
Because it's the time we're in. And then he also, you know, he went around Alex Jones and he went around and he talked all this stuff about this, that, and the other. And he knew he had to get the kind of Tea Party people on board, even though he's a centrist, you see. And he's a billionaire, and he has none of her interests in mind. But yet he had a good campaign manager, and they went to that segment of the Tea Party people. They got him on board, and that's what got him elected, was that segment of the population. So he conned everybody, I think. And, you know, like I said, whether or not he is a globalist, if he's an insider, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. His being elected, his being nominated even, and Hillary Clinton being nominated serves the interests of the global elite. And I think we just got to keep our eye on the ball here and not get bogged down in any of the, you know, kind of little details or, oh, this, that, the other. We always got to ask ourselves, how does this benefit the Illuminati? How does this benefit the city of London? I think what it is, you know, these guys mostly operate in the muddy middle of the political spectrum. That's where they're comfortable. That's why they wanted Clinton probably more so. But Trump is an outlier maybe there's this Soros-Rothschild split. And maybe the Rothschilds invented fascism, they invented Nazism, they backed Hitler. You know, they are the original eugenicists, they are the original bloodline-obsessed, you know, white supremacists. Okay.
Well, truth be known, we invented genetics over here, and it was imported to Europe from the U.S.,
No, I don't think that's true. I think if you go back in my big old book, I talk about all this stuff that happened in the city of London long before this. And I mean, if you think about bloodlines and royalty, even, you know,
that's genetics. You're right in that regard.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, this obsession with, you know, we're better than the rest of the people. You know,
black people.
This all comes from the city of London. This all comes from the royalty and the Rothschilds and the Sephardic Jews bankers that they married. And this is where it comes from. This is where it emanates from, this idea that, you know, they're better than the rest of us. And it ain't just brown people and Muslims and blacks. So they're better than us, too, because I don't have the right bloodline, Jeff, and neither do you. So they're better than us, too, you see. Anyway, I think what they're doing, since they didn't get the muddy middle with Clinton, they put Trump out there just in case. And it's the same reason they're putting Marie Le Pen out there, the same reason they put Luders out there in the Netherlands, and this five-star party in Italy, because there's this rise of the far right in Europe, too. And these guys think they're some kind of populist. They call them populists. No, they're tools of the Rothschilds, because if the muddy middle fails, where will they go? Well, they'll go to the far right, and they'll go to fascism, because that's where they're really comfortable, actually. That's who they really are. But they just don't know if we can accept it. They don't know if it's going to be palatable enough for the average Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So they've stayed away from it for a while, ever since the whole Hitler-Mussolini thing didn't go too good. And not just that, but Japan, because they were behind those guys, too. The Shogunates, the Daimos, the Mitsubishi family, the Dan family that run that country, they're fascist. They're just fascist, and I lived in Japan for a year, and I know they're fascist. And so Trump is that.
Shinzo Abe is kind of a reincarnation of somebody, a throwback from World War II fascism.
The whole emperor system and the whole, what they did to the Koreans, what they did to the Chinese, what they did to all of Asia.
Yeah.
And it's the same, they're like the British of Asia, I mean, the Japanese, right? So no wonder North Korea hates them, you know?
It's an interesting comparison. Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I think about Trump, is like, they didn't get that, so they got this. And so now they're gonna ride this kind of far-right fascist stuff, and they're going to try to see how that flies. And really, Trump himself, I mean, again, it's not really who Trump is. I don't even think Trump is a racist. I really don't. But the people that supported him were, and they're going to be disappointed when he's governs from the center like he's doing. And this is who's going to sink him. It's going to be the Tea Party. It's going to be the Freedom Caucus. It's going to be these people that think Trump.
Well, he'll end up, and I think your term centrist is very good. I don't know if you made that up or defined it, but that's a very interesting term. He'll end up with no, and I don't like either side, but he'll end up with no support. He won't get anything done.
No, he's going to end up with nothing, and that is going to be a three-way split on everything.
That's
right. And that's just what's going to happen. I can, so guess what? That's good for the Illuminati. When nothing changes, it's good.
And look at it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
See, but the bonus is they get this huge dividing of America and this huge dividing of Europe and this huge dividing along religious, ethnic, gender lines that basically always serves their purposes. I mean, this goes way back. The British have been masters at divide and conquer. And so not only will they get a government of gridlock, which they like, because nothing gets done, that's good. We just keep doing what we're doing. We're raking in the dough. Everybody else is slowly, sliding down the ladder, slowly being hooked into the matrix via technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this clash between this so-called left and right, so-called religion, so-called whatever. And that's exactly what they need to stay in power, because we will never take these people out until we unite across those lines.
I don't see it happening.
It's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
It's getting worse. I've never seen it this bad.
No, it's getting way worse. You know, it's interesting when you see a photo of a kind of a pissed off Trump and a pissed off Ryan. Both men are coming from completely different political orientations, and yet they're on the same, allegedly the same party, the same side of the tracks. And then you've got the Democrats on the other side. This is a weird thing. Trump is turning into more and more, as I've been saying for weeks and weeks, more and more of a Shakespearean tragedy character. He's surrounded by traitors and treason. He's got a crappy administration. He's a centrist. He can't get the machine to work for him. He can't be a peacemaker. He can't heal. He's really stuck.
Yeah, and I think it's all by design. That was the plan.
But he didn't know about the design until he got in. I think he was clued in after he was elected, and they sat him down. They said, here, Donald, these are the rules, and this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, and he still doesn't know the half of it. I mean, but he was... The point is, he was the guy, it doesn't matter what Trump was, doesn't matter what his intent was, as much as it matters that he was the guy they needed to accomplish these things. And Clinton was the gal they needed. They needed that face-off between this crazy, criminal, a transgender-obsessed woman or whatever, with this sort of male chauvinist, loose talking.
Well, whatever he is. The other thing we need to talk about, you mentioned...
He's just rude, and rude is, rude provokes a reaction, and they know that. So they were like, this is the guy we need right here. This is the guy we need, and this is the gal we need. And we're going to have those guys run, and then we're going to divide the hell out of America, and then one of them's going to win. It won't matter because we control...
Oh, it never matters.
It never matters. If you become the nominee of either party... You're in the bag, and
that's
they got
right.
you. Yeah, they got you. I mean, they know what you're going to do. They know your personality. They know everything about you, and they know they can count on you. See, and just in case they can't, they'll wire up your home.
A 1 hour sit down between, let's just say, call him the globalist elite and Donald Trump. Trump comes out a different man. He's been told. You don't even have to threaten him. He knows. He's not stupid.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's got a lot to lose.
Oh, my God. Everything.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And they know that, too. And,
You mentioned Sephardic Jews. I'm going to mention Ashkenazi Jews. Ashkenazi, he's surrounded. I ran a video with just the Jewish Americans or dual citizen Jews who were involved with his campaign, his election. The list was endless. It was a video. It was a YouTube video. I don't know if you saw that or not. It was fascinating. Just unbelievable numbers of Ashkenazi Jews running the show. Head of the campaign finance, head of this, head of that. And they were all there. Now, who's surrounding him right now? What's with this kid, this little worm?
It's Kushner.
Little Jerry Kushner. What's with that? He follows Trump around like his shadow. I think the guy's Mossad. I've said that before.
Yeah.
And they've got a table. He's got highest security clearance. He's giving Princess Ivanka her own office in the West Wing, even though she has no portfolio or title. It's just nepotism. It's disgusting. And now I think there's a chance, you may laugh at me, but I still think there's a chance that, remember, Ivanka Trump was only married to Jerry Kushner in 2009, almost 2010. It was October. I think she might have been reverse honey trapped. That could have been easily done. And then
she's talking to running way back. Was it 08 or something?
Oh, that's right. So they knew.
They figured that out. And then
they had him bugged and wired. They got his daughter. And now they've got Eric. They've got Eric. Eric met a Jewish, Ashkenazi Jew, a female, alleged movie producer or TV producer. And she locked him up less than 2 years ago. And they're supposed to have a kid pretty soon.
Didn't know that.
So they took his daughter and one of his sons.
Yeah, that's it. There you have it. I mean, it's just anybody that, thinks it's going to be some big change, you can forget it. Because, first of all, who did he invite? Who's the first foreign leader he met with? Theresa May.
Oh,
City of London.
And
who's the second? Netanyahu. So there you go. He's basically
and who was
saying,
third?
We're gonna remain part of the Anglo-Israeli.
Yeah. Who was the third? Angela Merkel.
Yeah. Great. And so... it's just nothing. No, there's nothing.
He's a neocon. He's basically a neocon now. And
yeah, he's a neocon.
Talking about regime change. And look, let's talk about taking all that money and all that bullshit from 160 countries we have military people in, pull them home. Let's patrol the border and take control of it. And, however you want to run it. But we've got the people to do it. We don't have to build a $26 billion wall. We got the military to do it. Bring them home. Cut the money. How much is it costing us to underwrite the thousands, tens of thousands of American military on the Eastern European border with Russia to stage that? All that heavy armor, the tanks, the air cover. What's that cost? Bring them home, President Trump.
So what's he doing instead is budget cuts everything else for us.
But the military-industrial complex.
The military, the cops, and the Homeland Security. I mean, it's really heartwarming.
That wasn't the man I saw
really
campaigning. No.
Yeah, exactly. But that I think that's the whole thing. Is he just con people? He's just a con man. And whether or not he knows who he's working for. I don't even know. I don't even know if he's smart enough. But it doesn't really matter, does it?
It's a tough call. The big question now seems to be, did he lie and con us for 18 months, or was he really an idealist in the sense he thought he might be able to shake things up, but as soon as he was elected, he was told how the game is played?
Yeah, that's a fair question, and I can't answer it. All I know is they did run a brilliant campaign because the key, I really think, was getting the Tea Party people, the Alex Jones people, the Jeff Rentz people, getting them on board. And they knew that. They knew.
I worked awfully hard.
The Republican Party was really. Remember how bad a shape the Republican Party was in?
Oh yeah.
So it was total disarray, division.
It's on life support.
So he goes out as a centrist and tells everybody he's a Tea Party guy or something, and they believed it. And I just think he conned them. I mean, that's what I think.
Well, I'm slowly moving to that possibility, and it's. I worked awfully hard to get a change. I thought we really were going to have. Change for once.
I hear you, man.
It ain't never going to happen. No.
Probably ain't never going to happen.
No. Hold on a minute, Dean. We'll come right back. Dean Henderson, one of the most astute journalists working on the internet and elsewhere. Be right back. Okay, back with Dean Henderson, talking about the current state of affairs, which is looking very strange. I've not seen anything quite like this. It's like there's a tripart system all of a sudden. There are three power centers trying to move, and nobody's making it happen. It's just they're all in stasis. You know, this other thing about who's wiretapping whom, obviously Obama went to GCHQ. Big deal. He's got complete plausible deniability. He didn't do it. He wasn't involved. They're not going to talk. We just find out today that Windows 10 has a keylogger program built into it, and Microsoft has been collecting every keystroke of every Windows 10 user. Everyone. It's a keylogger. And now I've got the story up on how you can defeat it, but they put that in. The arrogance of these people is incredible.
Yeah, it's totally, it's here. I mean, Big Brother is here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Invades every part of your life. I mean, if you have any kind of technology, the CIA can turn your TV on.
Everybody's listening to everybody, and it's just crazy. Don't waste time on these stories anymore. It's just stupid. Here, let me ask you, Dean, this. This is important. I think it depends on how much they want to feed the worldwide military-industrial complex, but beyond that, how much they want to feed their personal banks and their fortunes, their trillions, the globalists. Are we headed toward a war or not? A regional war, a limited war, a tactical nukes war? Here are the venues. I've never seen so many. On the eastern border of Europe with Russia, you've got, I don't know how many people NATO has. It must be a couple hundred thousand troops now, and they keep banging the drum about how evil Russia is threatening Europe. And Putin hasn't done anything. Putin doesn't have troops deployed to match these people. He in fact, just cut his defense budget by 25%. So how is that threatening Europe? All right, so you got that. Then you got the Korean Peninsula. We all know about Kim and his new solid fuel rockets, which changed the game entirely. Liquid fuel is like a Model A. Now he's got the good stuff. So do we attack North Korea? I think it's probably too late for that. Iran, do we fight another war for the Ashkenazi Jews? Do we go in there and nuke Iran? What about the South China Sea and the Chinese? Tillerson threatened them that they would not be allowed to go to their artificial islands, nor would they be allowed to build any more of them. You got Ukraine, 130,000 troops lined up with tanks and armor and air cover to invade Donbass and the eastern free part of Ukraine. You've got Syria. That could break into a major war at any time. It's too crowded there. You got Americans, you got Russians, you got Turks, you got Kurds, you got Syrians. It's too crowded. Somebody's going to get hurt here, and there's going to be another problem. And you've got Turkey, the madman of the new Ottoman Empire, threatening Europe. I'm going to turn 5 million more Muslims in there and take you down. It's really out of control. And what's happening in Europe is not getting better. It's getting worse. So what are we going to see a war, Dean? What do you think?
I think it's pretty likely. I hate to say it, but I mean, this is the whole reason why this whole Russian thing is just on and on and on, because, you know, they are, you know, the Republicans tend to be hawks anyway, but the Democrats, I mean, some are, but some aren't. And so they had to spin this Russian narrative that somehow Russia got Trump elected. And why else would they do it unless they want to go to war with Russia? I mean, the Europeans are doing the same thing now. They're saying, you know, Putin's, you know, behind Le Pen and all this stuff. Total lies. I think what it is, again, it emanates from the City of London. They can't stand the idea of Russia and the United States being friends. They just can't stand that thought because if we were ever allies with the Russians and just, I mean, City of London would be on ropes, man, and we could just forget about them. We can't anyway, but so they don't want it. So they're the ones that assassinated them stuff way back then when there was this, and now with Trump in office, they're going to make sure that don't happen. So they have to have the Democrats on board for war, and they've got them now, it looks like. So, you know, and this North Korea thing is he's taking the bait. It's disappointing how he's taking the bait on this thing, because see what North Korea is, it's like a probe for China.
It's a storefront. It's a retail storefront.
Yeah, they're gonna see how far they can push things using North Korea,
right.
And so they're testing Trump, and he's taking the bait. And Tillerson talking this way, well, what do you expect? ExxonMobil probably has, you know, many, many oil deposits that they're looking at, the Spratlys there in the South China Sea.
You're the first person to say that. I said it. I haven't heard anyone else say it. That's what Tillerson was all about when he was threatening China.
That's what it's all about. That's
of
what the
course.
Foreign policy will be all about is working on the oil now. And so, you know, yeah, it's looking more and more likely because we're just not smart enough to realize what's going on here. And what's going on, again, is the British are in charge, always have been, still are, control everything, control us, and they don't, and it's also just this general idea of divide. And so, you know, this country divided, Europe divided, whole world divided. What happens when people are divided? War. They go to war. So, I mean, what I'm noticing is, I mean, I have neighbors divide. I have weird things happening with neighbors. And then what I'm noticing lately, Jeff, is the neighbors' animals are going nuts. Like, their dogs are going nuts. Their cattle are jumping fences into my pasture. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I think the people, you know how dogs are. They're like their owner. And when their owner goes nuts, they go nuts. And this is what I mean. This is how crazy it's gotten.
Well, this is interesting. Animals before earthquakes.
It's on an energy level.
They run away. They sense it. And then why couldn't they sense people being manipulated by EMF from the cell phone tower network or whatever?
There you go. Well, that's a big part of it. That's how they're doing it, obviously. I mean, nobody'd be angry if they didn't watch the nightly news, right? Nobody'd be angry if they didn't turn on a computer in the morning. Nobody'd be angry if they didn't have a cell phone to look at. I mean, just turn that crap off is the best thing you can do. If you want some news, watch Press TV, you know, for a half hour a day. There you get some news without fear of what's really happening in the world. Otherwise, just forget about it because they're manipulating us with the media, with the cell phone towers, with the just lies. It's just lies.
And the animals are picking it up, maybe not from us, but maybe they're just being influenced by the same EMFs that are going everywhere. They go through them. They're pushing them over the edge. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a direct extension of the kind of impact that we're experiencing from the enemy, which is them.
Yeah.
And so the animals, that's weird. Cows jumping fences?
Yeah, two different neighbors. Not just one, but like I got two neighbors with cows, and both of them have had, you know, issues lately with being over here. And this dog, one of my neighbor's dogs attacked the other neighbor's dogs, and then the neighbors got into it because one was a, you know, one said, well, you're a Democrat because he's a big Trump supporter, and the other one was this. And, no, it's just, it's nutty. I've never seen people act like this. I don't know. It is probably EMT.
It's electromagnetic broadcast frequencies that are causing people to go nuts. It's so easy to do, ladies and gentlemen. It's so easy. They've got the whole cell phone network. They can use any of these towers. You may have seen videos explaining how a cell phone tower all of a sudden has like 14 to 20 these huge, enormous electric cables going up there. For what? Because they're broadcasting all kinds of other things from those towers. It's not just your communications.
It's negative energy, and that's what these people feed on, and that's what their alien masters feed on. And no, I'm afraid we may be on the edge of just total chaos, which would include a war and all.
If they want it, that's what we'll have.
Yeah, because people aren't smart enough to unplug.
No.
And they're not going to do it.
No.
And the only thing that's going to make them do it is when there's just the whole thing goes down. And hopefully it will. But they're not going to let it if they can help it, of course, because this is how they're controlling people. And then when you have this device election and all that, of course, that just reinforces that negative energy. I wrote an article about it. It's called Illuminati Election Nightmare. And that's what it talks about. It's before, you know, way back 6 months ago. Hey, by the way, Jeff, my phone's beeping. I got one of these. I have a landline. I don't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
So if I go off, it's just toast. And you know, but hopefully it won't. But we'll hang in there with it. But just in case I just cut off, that's why. Because I just want to let you know that. But no, it's total chaos. And I don't know. People, people just need to step back, take a deep breath. Just love your family, love your friends. Get your life in order. Go have fun. Because anything else, if you buy into or if you get too obsessed with this political stuff that's going on right now, it's not good. Because that's what they want. They just want division. They just want everybody to just fight each other. And it's happening. It's starting to happen.
Right.
And I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with this whole resist thing is just DNC, centrist, Democrats, neocons, Soros. You know, we know what that is. And that's no good. And on the other side, just yeah, forget about Trump. He's not going to do us any good. Forget about all these people. We screwed up again. Americans screwed up again. It's that Hussein won't get fooled again, but we sure did. And I don't know.
You know, honestly, I pledged years ago I wasn't going to get involved. I did. I thought we had a chance for something different, something that might be able to take a step away from the globalist and the city of London. Didn't happen.
A lot of good people did, man. And like I say, it's really what they did this time is it's the most sophisticated operation I've seen out of these guys.
Yeah, I agree.
And it took me a long time, and I'm just now, I think I'm starting to figure out and dissect it and figure out, okay, I see this is what they're doing, and I think I got it figured out, but it took me a long time to figure this out even. And I think a lot of good people got taken in, but that's not the good people's fault either, man. You know, it's not. But it's just at some point, we just got to return to the big picture. We got to return to, you know, who's creating these jihadis? Who's creating the fake Islamists? British intelligence is. You know, we listen to Sheikh Nasrallah, Hezbollah leader. He'll tell you all about it. Every time he speaks on press TV or anywhere he speaks, he'll tell you it's an Israeli, U.S., British operation to create Daesh, to create Al-Qaeda, to create Mujahideen, to go after the progressive Arab regimes in the Middle East, governments, progressive governments like Syria, progressive governments like Iran, not Iraq. And this is what it is. It has nothing to do with Muslims. That's why they're killing mostly Muslims, because Israel hates Muslims, so they're killing Muslims. That's why they created a refugee crisis to inflame the right wing in Europe and destroy the European economies and flooding them with immigrants, make us hate Muslims even more. It's the Samuel Huntington thesis, Trilateral Commission, 1975, Clash of Civilizations. It's playing out. A lot of people have bought into that. Don't buy into that either. Muslims are not our enemy. They are not our enemy, and they are not doing this. This is Israel. This is British intelligence. This is CIA.
Did you see Netanyahu tell Putin that he wasn't going to stop bombing Syria? No way. The arrogance is unbelievable. So that comes straight from the city of London. You have to remember that.
Yeah.
So this is all about the city of London, Ashkenazi Jewish bankers, the Zionists, against Vladimir Putin and Russia. That's the primary, and
that's
we're being used. But above all this, remember, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, coming from cell phone towers, used for mass mind and behavioral control on you, on me, 24 hours a day.
Yep.
They have it. It's been deployed for years. That's why these damn towers are all over the place.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, that's right. Permeating. And now, I mean, it's not only that, but people are, your money's not secure, your identity's not secure, and nothing's secure. The more you can unplug, the more you can get your footprint off the internet as much as you can, unsubscribe from everything. Don't ever do internet banking. There's just a story tonight.
Or internet voting.
internet voting. People just got to unplug and they got to get their bearings again, because what they're doing is they're literally reaching down inside of us and they're taking our souls, man, and they're replacing it with a mechanical.
That's not a joke. Did you happen to see John Rappaport's article? I did a program with John about this.
Yeah, he's great.
Dean, you got to hear this. This is incredible. As you know, Gardasil vaccine was the first vaccine that was commercially available and hustled on the public to do things without using dead or attenuated viruses only. Gardasil contained pieces of the genes of the virus that they wanted your body to build antibodies against. They used genetic material of the herpes virus, and they put it in your body, saying, well, just the pieces, you won't get infected, nothing will happen, your body will recognize them as a threat, they'll build antibodies, and that's how Gardasil worked, or was supposed to. How many young girls were killed by Gardasil? Hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, we don't even know. The new vaccines are now all genetic material, their DNA, and they're putting it into the human body with attenuated viruses that can go right into the cells and deliver the synthetic DNA to your cells, and it replicates from there, and you become no longer a natural-born You're now synthetic. Your DNA has been compromised. And if they can do that and have this DNA allegedly instruct your body to build antibodies against virus X, Y, or Z, they can put any kind of DNA they want into your body and make you do anything they want. It's total, absolute genetic control now.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it's shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking. They're just, they don't want humans. The humans have worn out their welcome. And they are trying to make genes now.
We're being synthesized. All our genes are going to be synthesized at some point, many of them. So who the hell are we? What are we?
Yeah, what are we? And that's why it explains a lot of the chaos and confusion in people. And two, it's not only are they being bombarded with the EMTs and all that, but they're literally being physiologically attacked and changed. Not just vaccines, but GMO foods and all this crap that we're, you know, being told to eat. And the doctors we go to, don't go to doctors. I don't go to doctor. I don't have insurance. I don't want insurance. I care less about this health care.
You break a bone, that's the only time you go.
Yeah, the emergency only. And just stay away from them because they don't know what they're doing. They're just...
They're becoming dumber. They can't synthesize what's going on with the pharmacology, how it impacts your body, cross reactions with drugs and various pharmaceuticals. They don't know. They don't know diet. They don't know anything. I don't know how they can even come up with a diagnosis anymore.
No, it's kids playing with dynamite, and they're giving the dynamite intentionally by the Rockefeller Rothschild pharmaceutical industrial thing, and they're just trying to kill us, and they're trying to change us, and they're trying to take our souls, and it's working, and people need to realize this. This is a red alert. I mean, this situation here. So, yeah, just you gotta get real, and you gotta start eating good food, and you gotta get out of the city if you can, and you just gotta stay away from this crap. And you gotta just go into nature, man, and try to be as close to that as you can, because that's real, and that's what God made, you know. This other stuff is the devil. I mean, it's really that simple to me. It's a spiritual battle here between the devil and God, and whatever your version of that is. And, yeah, people think things aren't black and white. That's pretty black and white to me, and it's pretty black and white what's going on. These people are evil, and they just are, and yeah, we gotta really take care of our families right now. Keep bad people out of our homes, out of our yards. Get a little bit tough. Don't be too nice, because if you're too nice, here they come. So you gotta have your guard up right now. And there's a lot of just crazy people out there right now who are bought into this, who are helping them now. I mean, part of the thing is, you know, if you can turn enough people with technology and EMTs and vaccines and genes, then they work for them. All of a sudden they're working for these people. There's a lot of people working for these people now, I get the sense.
Right.
So you want to just stay away from people unless you know them. I mean, seriously, that sounds kind of...
But that's the only thing you can do is to insulate yourself.
Right now.
No, if you become involved and engaged in it, you're swept away.
Yeah.
It's gone.
You're gonna just become part of it. And,
right.
You know, you just... Yeah. You got to keep your humanity. Stay human. Very important. And especially in these times right here that we're going through with this just divisive thing they're trying to pull off here. And just stay with the love, you know. I mean, love is powerful, and, you know, don't hate nobody just because their politics are different or just because they're different color. Just don't hate them. Be careful, but it's just out of love, you know, and love of life. And
well, how about clean your own house first and follow the golden rule? And, you know, it's simple stuff. It's not hard. There's no mystery. You don't have to be a member of some club, a church, organized religion. You know what's going on. You know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah. God made each of us, and we're beautiful creatures. And part of what they did is made us hate ourselves. And that's why we're doing all this crazy stuff. Because we really, you know, we just don't think we deserve any better. Like, we don't deserve universal health care. You know,
oh, yes, we do. Yeah.
You know,
well, why spend $26 billion for a wall when he's just feeding the military-industrial congressional complex with $58 billion in defense increases? He's chopping other agencies, EPA, Department of State, which pissed off Tillerson. So, look, let's take that $26 billion for the wall and put it into America. Let's just take our military, put them on the border, and keep people from coming in that shouldn't come in. There are ways for them to apply for citizenship or visas or green cards. They need to go through the front door. This whole coyote thing has got to stop. We've got to take charge of our borders. If we're not healthy and functional, we can be no good to anybody else on the planet. And this is making us very dysfunctional and very unhealthy, the whole thing. So, anyway. And now, look at this. Trump and Sessions are anti-marijuana. They're going to try and reclassify pot.
God.
And when Sessions said that, I just said, What next? This is crazy.
What next? Yeah, I know.
I don't smoke it, but come on. It's been declassified for good reason.
Good for you. And, you know, it's way better than alcohol, and it's way better than cigarettes. But we got to keep the Afghan heroin trade going. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, don't forget that.
And why do you think there's an opium addiction?
15-year war there to keep that opium going.
Bear, Monsanto, I'm sure they're getting good cheap morphine, you know, everything else. So, yeah, it's just so much. But Americans got to get it through their head that we do deserve these things, and we do deserve easier life, and we do deserve, you know, good government. Okay, and I just think it's kind of a, you know, they've convinced us that we just don't deserve it. It's all about retribution. You know, it's all about. Yeah, you know, one guy makes a mistake, and we just want to pile on to the guy. We just want to pummel him and tell him all about his mistake.
There's a real meanness in the air, Dean.
There's a meanness, and the social media is feeding it because it's anti-social media. Actually, it's designed to tear our culture apart, and it's doing that. But we deserve more. We deserve better, and that's what people are going to have to get in their head. When they get that in their head, then we can maybe start electing people that actually will do those things for us. But as it is right now, we're going to keep electing idiots because we don't think we deserve it. You know, it's like going to a buffet at Golden Corral eating beans and rice. Right?
That's funny.
That's kind of a weird metaphor. But anyway.
We have lost sight of the fact that we've worked. We've created a nation with such potential now. And I hate to say it because we were headed in the right direction. Now they've turned us away from it. And we've got to somehow, I don't know what. And I think you're right. I think we have to now almost reduce our scope to individuals, ourselves. We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to go back down and build from square one. And that's us.
I know. I haven't written an article in 6 months. I'm sending you reprints on my book. They're different. But so that's me. We lost the political fight with Bernie. My mind, we lost. Maybe Bernie, who knows, even about him. Maybe I was a fool to support him. But anyway, I thought there was some hope, too. And that's what's hard for, you know, real progressives, not liberals, but like revolutionaries like me. It's like we were so close, we thought, and then we end up in this mess. And it's like at that point, I just was like, I don't care. And I don't. And because there's no sense engaging the political process really right now.
No.
Too much because there's nothing, there's no hope there. And the only hope is going to be, take care of your health, your family, your pets, your friends, and taking really good care of them and focus on them. And don't focus on this other stuff because it's all negativity and it's going to drive you nuts. It's going to drive everybody nuts. And we don't need no more nutty people because there's enough of those already.
Indeed. All right. Dean, take care of yourself. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll
stay
talk
healthy and stay on the sunny side, man.
Okay.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Oh, you bet. All right. Take care.
Night. Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Mr. Dean Henderson. All right. That's Hour 1. We will be right back with more on this Friday night, so stay tuned.